to the FFMC podcast. This is episode 5 and our very first giga episode, or whatever you want to call it. I am super excited to get this episode started. We have a bunch of segments, but we're going to record this all in one huge segment. We're going to have a little tiny sections in that big segment. Hope you guys enjoy this. So let's get right into it. And we are right on to the main part of this episode. Again, this is a giga episode. I'm recording this all in one bit. First of all, since I didn't say this in the intro, we have 9 topics or things we're going to talk about in this episode. And those are block, item, mob, biome, structure, enchantment, potion, advancement, and command. And for those, for the block, we have cracked stone bricks. For the item, we have green dye. For the mob, we have shulker. For the biome, we have a desert. For the structure, we have a shipwreck. For the enchantment, we have punch. For the potion, we have poison. For the advancement, we have country load, take me home. And for the command, we have function. Right on to cracked stone bricks. They are renewable, stacked to 64 in mined with a pickaxe. They have a blast resistance. They have a blast resistance of something. I can't remember. I'll look it up on Wikipedia right now. I'm looking at it right now. I always get you guys the best content I can, so I will get this in. It is 06. The hardness of 1.5. It gives us no light. It's not transparent. And it's not flammable at all. Mining times, it's for default with no pickaxe. 7.5 seconds with no drop. For wooden, gives the 1.15 seconds. For stone, it is 0.6. For iron, it is 0.4. For diamond, it is 0.3. For netherite, it is 0.25. And for gold, it is 0.2. How do you obtain it? Is either you smelt stone bricks or collect from strongholds, ocean ruins, igloos, or jungle temples. The resource location is cracked _ stone _ bricks. Block tag, which is like where it's connected to, is stone _ bricks. The transition key is block.minecraft.cracked_stone_bricks, and it was added on September 9th, 2011 in 1.8 pre-release. Now on to the item, which is green dye. It is renewable and stackable to 64. It can be found in desert house chest loot, or you can smell cactus or trade an emerald for 3 green dye with a wandering trader. Its uses is applied to sheep to dye their wool, which then can be sheared for 1 to 4 blocks of green wool. Applied to tame wolves to dye their collars. Applied to tame cats to dye their collars. It can be used to dye or stain wool, leather armor, beds, glass, terracotta, and shulker boxes. Combined with gunpowder, make a firework star. Combined with a firework star, make a fade to color effect. It can be used to add patterns to banners. It can be used to dye shulkers and bedrock and education additions. It can be used to dye water contained in cauldrons in bedrock and education edition. Now, this is a lot, but this is what it can be used to craft. Cyan dye, green beds, green candles, green carpet, green concrete powder, green firework star, green shulker boxes, green stained glass panes, green terracotta, green wool, lime dye, green banners, and it can also be used in a loom. That's a lot. Resource location is green _ dye, and the transition key is item.minecraft.green _ dye, and it was added on March 1st. I put in 2021. I know it was not 2021, so now I check now. Oh wait. Nope, there we go. January 13th, 2011. So I'll do that right now. In update 1.2. In update 1.2, obviously. Mob, now, onto the mob. The mob for today is a Shulker. It has 30 health points. It is hostile unless the world's on peaceful, which is then they are passive. They have an attack strength of 4. They gave levitation for 10 seconds if you get attacked by them, and they spawn in end cities. In the better condition, color can be changed, and they drop one Shulker shell. Other than on Bedrock, where each looting on your sword or whatever gives off a chance to get one more Shulker shell. The resource application is a Shulker. The translation key entity.minecraft.shulker. It is useful in, these are advancements. Not today, thank you. How did we get here? Great, you from up here. Adventure, which is like the whole category. Monsters, Monster Hunter, Monsters Hunted. And it was added on July 29th, 2015, in snapshot 15W31A. Now, on to the biome, which is desert for today. Deserts are dry or slash warm biomes. They are common. They have a temperature of 2.0. Sorry. The structures that generate here are desert temples, villages, deserts, desert wells, fossils, pillager outposts, and that's it. The blocks that more commonly spawn here are sand, sandstone, cacti, and dead bush. They usually spawn to... Ah, crap, I screwed up. Back to the show notes. Almost there. Okay, now we're here. And they usually spawn next to... Oh, it's still loading. But they usually spawn... There we go. Usually spawn to next to savannas, badlands, and plains. The mobs that spawn here, all of these are like different chances, but mobs that spawn here are rabbits, spiders, skeletons, creepers, slime, endermen, witches, zombies, zombie villagers, husks, and bats. These are mostly flat biomes with a very small number of very tiny hills. And it was added on October 30th, 2010, in update V1.2.0. The location, the resource location for this is desert, and the numeric ID for this is 2. Now on to the structure, which is the shipwreck. Can generate in ocean, beaches, snow beaches, and bedrock spawn mushroom field shores. Consists of logs, stripped logs, planks, fences, wood stairs, wood slabs, wooden trapdoors, wooden doors, and a couple of chests. And has 20 variants. That's not a lie. You can go check on the wiki for yourself. These are all of the tables are for Java edition only. But if you didn't know, this shipwreck has 3 different loot tables. That is right. It has a regular loot table, has a treasure loot table, and it has a map loot table. I'll read the regular one first. It can spawn suspicious stew, paper, wheat, carrot, poisonous potato, moss block, coal, rotten flesh, gunpowder, enchanted leather armor, I can do all of them, bamboo, pumpkin, and TNT. So the treasure one, it can spawn iron ingots, iron nuggets, emeralds, lapis lazuli, gold nuggets, gold ingots, bottle of enchanting, and diamonds. For the map, it can spawn a buried treasure map, paper, feather, books, clocks, compasses, and empty maps. First time this was ever shown was on November 18, 2017 in Minecon Earth. Now on to the enchantment, which is punch. This is a very small section, by the way. It was added to bows to increase arrow knockback. Has a max level of 2, enchantment weight of 2. The resource location for this is Punch, and the treasure's link key is enchantment.minecraft.punch. It was added on January 12th, 2012, in update 1.1. Now on to the potion or effect, which is poison. The damage level that this release is for level. It, for each level, I'll read out what level and what how much damage per second it does. For 1, it is 0.8. For level 2, it is 1.66. For level 3, it will 3.32. 4, it will do 6.66. And for 5, it will do 20 per second. So you're never going to survive that. Luckily, it stops right at half a heart, though. Obviously, I just said the damage starts at half a heart. How you get this potion is from... How you get this effect is from all these from the potions. The arrows. Eating a pufferfish, poisonous potato, stew crafted with Lily of the Valley, spider eye, or being attacked by pufferfish, cave spiders, or bees. The resource location for this is poison, and the transition key is effect.minecraft.poison. It is used in Furious Cocktail, which is a relatively difficult achievement, and How Did We Get Here, which is considered to be the hardest achievement. It was added on September 9th, 2011 for pre-release 1.8, which is the same thing as, I think, the green dye. Let me check. Oh, no, it's the same for the desert. Kind of cool. Anyways, on to the advancement. Oh, there's not a lot for the advancement because I can't really get any information on the wiki. How you get this advancement is you have to use a compass on a lodestone. How you get this, how do you like, get access to this achievement is getting hidden in the depths, which is when you get netherite. And the resource location for this is nether/use_lodestone. And now on to the function, which is /function. This command runs a function or all of the functions in a tag from my data pack. The syntax is /function name. It works in both Java and Bedrock, and it was added on May 10th, 2017 in 1.12.1. I had trouble with this command because I didn't realize you had to have cheats enabled on your single player world to have this work. So I will definitely be doing that purely just so I can have /function work. But that is going to be it for the FFMC podcast today. I hope you have a wonderful day. Please join the Discord. I'll put it in the description. Also, the show notes will be in the description and the podcast email. Yeah, so that'll be it. Bye.